What's going on, Hornets? Welcome back to the first podcast of the 2023 to 2024 school year. It's Heaven here to talk about the new school year and what we have going on. You probably have noticed some changes this year. We have a new health enrichment class with Miss Staten as our teacher. We also have a new drama teacher, Mr. Jones, and we once again have split nature exploration and food for life classes with Miss Satterley joining the enrichment team. The other new thing this year is a new schedule format for middle school classes that mixes up the classes, a change that both students and teachers seem to like. Sixth grade Carla said that mixing up classes is a good way to meet other new people in the grade. But as the expression goes on, the more things change, the more they stay the same, and what has not changed is our awesome fall sports, many of which are well underway. The boys and girls soccer team started up earlier this month, and they are both off to a great start. But most recently, the girls team went against Patterson Park Public Charter School last week and won 8-0. The boys' first game against Commodore ended up a tie 2-2. Our boys and girls flag football team practices on Wednesday, and with games starting up soon. The cross country season is also underway. Their first meet happened yesterday. If you are interested in any of these sports, or if you are looking to start a new team, talk to Mr. Joyner, our sports director. Moving now to club news. The Student Government Association is in its second year, starts this month. The club is run by Ms. Lightkep, and I have her here today to answer some questions. How long have you been doing SGA, and what interests you in it?
This is the second year that the Student Government Association will be at Hampstead Hill, and I was interested in starting this particular club so that student voice could increase and that student leadership within the school would have a presence and also increase.
That's really great. What are some of the things you did last year?
We did a number of different things that ranged from fundraising to making changes within the school. So we held a holiday event where students earned service learning hours for donating food items, and then students cooked and prepared these items for service learning hours that were then donated to a homeless shelter in the community. So that was an opportunity for students to earn hours, but to also give back to our community. We did some other things like a hot chocolate sale, and we visited Johns Hopkins. We also took a trip to Annapolis to look at the Senate building and get an experience of what the real government is like.
What do you hope to do in SGA this year?
I hope to continue some of the amazing things that we did, but I hope to increase changes or improvements that students want to see within the school building. So last year we did a lot of things outside of the school building, and so this year I hope that we're able to make more changes within our school community.
That sounds really fun. If a student wanted to be a part of this, what do they need to do?
Signups for student government are happening right now, and so I currently have a sign-up sheet on the door of room 309, but students are also welcome to join any time of the year. They just need to let me know, either in room 309 or send me an email letting me know that they'd like to join.
Thank you. Besides SGA, the Chess Club, Open Doors, Girl Scouts, and students interested in the musical have all started meeting for the year, and it's not too late to join any of these clubs. In other news, Outward Bound, an outdoor education camp where students have a choice of hiking or canoeing, is happening the first week of October. While the trip primarily is for 7th graders, a handful of 8th graders are serving as ambassadors. The dance committee has been busy planning the first dance of the year, which will be held on Friday, October 13th, the theme being horror. North Bay Adventure Camp for our 6th graders is happening the following week, October 16th through 20th. The 19th of October is the deadline for all service learning hours and grades, with the quarter one recognition ceremony and incentive trip to Hershey Park in the dark happening on Friday, October 27th. It's been a busy and fast quarter, as summer is nothing more than a distant memory. Speaking of summer memories, that was the topic of the circle question for this podcast episode. When asked what was a highlight of your summer break, here are some of your responses. Fifth graders Jackie and MJ and 7th grade Gianna said sleeping. Aylin in fifth grade said going on a roller coaster was her favorite summer memory. Sawyer in fifth grade said going to Utah. Milo in fifth grade said going to the beach. Sixth grade Quinn said traveling to Bethany Beach with her friends. Seventh grader Malak said going to Legoland in New York. And Bria, also in seventh grade, said going to Philly was her highlight of summer. And seventh grader Fiona said the best part of summer for them was going to Six Flags with good friends. While seventh grader Zoe J said her favorite part of summer was going to New Hampshire and Ocean City. Finally, Sophia said going to the pool and meeting up with her friends was her summer highlight, in addition to free time from school and homework. And speaking of homework, I have lots to do, so I better wrap this back to school Buzz podcast episode up. I hope you'll join me again on November 10th for the next episode. It's Heaven signing off.